In 1991, a friend of mine invited me to come and fish along the side of the road in this great place she had heard of called Leeville. And so we drove down one day and we fished on the side of the road, and I thought it was a quite unique place. And then shortly thereafter, I stepped it up a notch and went out on a chartered fishing trip out of Leeville a few months later. And shortly thereafter that, I became a part-time resident with a recreational camping trailer at one of the marinas there. And I've been coming to Leeville every weekend since, and I've since purchased a home in Golden Meadow. So I've been fortunate enough to obtain a home as close to Leeville as possible, but yet still be protected in the levee system.
How have you seen Leeville change since you first went there in 1991?
Drastically. Every trip that I go down, there's something changed. The marsh erodes drastically every day. In the beginning, and like in the early 90s, you know, you would expect that only during storms, tropical storms, but now we're seeing vast chunks of the marsh wash away just with a strong wind, whether it be out of the east, west, north, or south. The marsh is so fragile now, just a 20-mile-an-hour wind does damage at this point.
And how does that impact life and the land that is still there in Leeville?
Fortunately, on the west side of Leeville, we still have some barriers and some protection in place, but there's very little barriers left on the east. And with these strong winds and high tides that I've mentioned, now we're suffering with coastal flooding for the businesses there, the residents. The old LA Highway 1 suffers flooding throughout the year. I have been researching various avenues to get some coastal restoration projects going in Leeville. And, you know, unfortunately, for whatever reason it may be, there's never been a massive coastal restoration project in Leeville.
So part of the idea behind throwing a festival is to raise awareness about all this coastal erosion. But some people would argue Leeville is barely even a place at this point. Why throw a festival in Leeville?
You know, the locals there, their sentiment a couple of years ago when I said I was going to try and help out, they were like, you're wasting your time. We're too far gone. So with that being said, I applied for a cultural district for Leeville a year ago. So there's some tax credit incentives available for rehabilitation of businesses and residents that qualify. So we got our cultural district designation, and in order to get that designation, I had to plan something cultural. And so, well, we're going to do the Leeville Arts and Heritage Festival, and the response has been overwhelming. We're doing things that are true to the heritage there. We're having a cooking contest of shrimp boulette.
Describe it for us, for people who don't know.
It's a ground shrimp. It's ground shrimp with bell pepper, green onions, and celery, and they grind it up very fine, and they roll it in small balls, and they fry it. And shrimp boulettes are a very prominent diet, you know, of this area. Again, very true to the culture.
And there will be other food, you say, a demonstration of wax flowers, which is this old All Saints Day tradition along the bayou. You've heard from older, former Leeville residents, people in their 80s and 90s who are going to come see this festival. And you're hoping to raise money. You're hoping to raise awareness. You know, you work in real estate in Baton Rouge. So what do you get out of bringing a festival to this little town south of you?
Consuming, but very, very rewarding. And if you were like, you know, what are you getting out of this? Why are you doing this? The only return I'm getting out of this is to know that, you know, I'm helping maintain a community that has been long forgotten, but I'm not going to allow that to happen. And, you know, I'm going to work as much as I have to make sure that Leeville is not forgotten.